Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, March 21st at the fairgrounds. Louisiana Derby Day, the first 100-point derby prep of the season. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. It is a stakes-laden card at the fairgrounds, and the late pick four that we're going to take a look at is starting in the 11th race with back-to-back preps for the Oaks and the Derby. First up is race 11, the Grade 2 Fairgrounds Oaks. On the road to the Kentucky Oaks, three-year-old fillies going a mile and a 16th. Jim, how do you see it?
Well, one of my favorite fillies is in here, and that's Bella Ballerina for Brendan Wallace, who won the Rachel Alexandra. She didn't win as easily as I thought she was going to win that day. She was 4-5, and Love Your Neighbor was 7-1, and just got beat by half a length. So I got to use both those back. I still think that Bella Ballerina has more upside with only three lifetime races, and this becoming her fourth. She's 3-3, not done anything wrong. She doesn't win by a lot. She won the Goldenrod by half a length and was struggling with the Rachel Alexandra, but she won. She had the lead, got headed, came back. Very impressive for a very young three-year-old filly. So Bella Ballerina is my top pick. Love Your Neighbor, my backup choice. And then I'm going to use Newtown Pike in here. She has not run against the other two. She's been at Aqueduct in Oakland, but took a big step forward in the Mount Washington and almost won that at 27-1. So that's my long shot pick in here. I think it's going to come down to the 4 and the 5, Love Your Neighbor and Bella Ballerina, but I think Newtown Pike with Lindsey Stoltz maybe has an outside chance and could pull these upset here.
Yeah, I'm on the same top two as you are. My extra one was Life of Joy for Brad Cox, second off the layoff. It's the Cox Barn, and this horse was a close fourth behind Bella Ballerina last fall at Churchill. So if she improves, maybe she could close that gap. So I'm going to use three in there, but I'm taking Bella Ballerina on top two. And then finally, the Grade 2 Louisiana Derby. Three-year-olds, remember, it's now a mile and 3/16. And that's what kind of factored into my handicapping and taking a shot with Universe in here. You've got the three horses coming out of the Risen Star, and then several horses coming off, you know, impressive maiden wins, but very lightly raced. So I think the winner probably comes from the Risen Star, and I'm going to try to catch a little price with Universe. I thought the way he ran in the Risen Star leads me to think that he's going to relish a lot of distance. He's by a son of Curlin out of a Quality Road mare. And watching the race, he was in a good position and then started to just kind of hang. And Golden Tempo comes up from behind, and you think Golden Tempo is going to blow by him and make a run at this. Well, the jock's really staying with him, and he just grinds away and starts to run on the final turn and through the stretch and ends up finishing right with Golden Tempo, or, you know, wasn't that far behind. Finished fourth, and, you know, this might be a Belmont Stakes kind of horse if it was at a mile and a half at Belmont Park, but I just think that the distance for me going the first time mile 3/16, that's why I decided to take a shot for a little bit of a price on this horse. And it was runner-up to Incredibolt in the Street Sense last fall, and that race looks even better after what Incredibolt did in the Virginia Derby. Going to use Golden Tempo, who's third in the Risen Star, Chip Honcho, who is a strong second to Paladin, who's going to come and run in the Toyota Bluegrass at Keeneland. But Chip Honcho, I thought, had favorable circumstances with an easy lead, and I think the rail may have been a better spot to be, better part of the track on that day. And then I'm also going to use Emerging Market, the 9, just off that 97 Byard. It's Chad Brown, and in Casey's, this horse is something special. I'm going to have him on my ticket as well. But I think one of the horses out of the Risen Star is going to win it. How about you?
I like the top two that finished second and third out of the Risen Star. I thought Golden Tempo was very disappointing that day, and I'm sure Cherie has gone back to the drawing board with him, because I think after the LeComp, he had every right to move forward there. He didn't really do it. He got beat 6 lengths. Paladin's a special horse. I think Paladin could come to the Bluegrass Derby, Bluegrass Stakes, as the favorite, and if he wins, he'll be one of the top two favorites in the Kentucky Derby. So if you figure that, yes, I agree, Chip Honcho had a great setup on Risen Star Day, but he held in there. He only got beat a half length by Paladin. He didn't give up. He looked like the mile and eighth was well within his range, and the mile and 3/16 is just a little further. So I'm going to use Chip Honcho. Going to use Golden tempo as my top pick, thinking he'll really bounce back. Now, I'm going to use a couple of horses on the outside. I'm going to use Emerging Market, 97 buyer, Chad Brown, Flavian Pratt. I don't care if the horse is just raced one time. I mean, that was a very impressive first win, and Power Sales gave him all he wanted, and he held him off. So that was very impressive. Worked well since then. Chad Brown, all the reasons to use him. And I'm going to throw in a long shot. Bob Baffert doesn't have many long shots, but Blacksmith probably qualifies in here. So he couldn't break his maiden first two times out. He ran really well. Got a 91 buyer first time out at Santa Anita. Then didn't run well at Del Mar. Stretched him out in the Los Alamos Security. Only lost by a length and a quarter to Litmus Test, who was actually a pretty good horse on the West Coast. And then they brought him back to Santa Anita. Couldn't break his maiden at a mile, but he did break his maiden last time out by 3 3/4. 82 buyer. Giroux rode him, and Laurent comes and rides him again. So Bob Baffert, shipping from the West Coast, you know, with only a horse that's won one race, but he's well-regarded, gave a lot of money for him, and this may be the day he turns it around. So I'm going to use him as well.
Moving on to race 13 now. Jim, it's for maidens, fillies who are age 3, and they're going a mile on the turf. Who do you like?
Yeah, this is a well-matched field here. They're running 14 races today, and this is the first one after the Louisiana Derby. I thought the two first-time starters for Serena Vaux were both usable in here. Both had really good work. Serena's 21% first-time starters, and Flavian Pratt rides one, and Jose Ortiz rides another. So he's both the first-time starters here in the 13th race. He's good family for Brad Cox. Edgar Zayas rides this one. Didn't ride much for Brad, but he's 43% on only 14 mounts in 25 and 26. Good family. Had a good outing at Fairgrounds first time out. Lost to another horse that I'm going to use in here, Heavenly Melody. But Brad Cox, second maiden start, is 34%. So got to use Brad Cox in score. And then the other one I'm going to use is Heavenly Melody for Joe Sharp. 72 buyer first time out. Only got beat 3/4 of a length, and ran really well. And coming back at the same distance, same racetrack, just have Keon takes it back. So I think those four would hopefully get me through the 13th race.
Jim, I'm going to a race at the Fairgrounds that was for maidens at this 1 mile distance, and Prima Donna was second in that race for the Stidham Barn, and that was in her debut. And she looked like a winner, and then the DRF says that she ran greenly and yielded. A good family finished just behind her for Brad Cox in that race and certainly could improve in the second start. And then I'm going to use a couple of Cherie DeVoe first-time starters. Not that simple, with Pratt in the saddle and a beautiful pedigree to go along on the turf. And then Determined Dancer, Jose Ortiz, the go-to guy among jockeys for the DeVoe barn, is on that one. So she has solid numbers debuting horses around two turns. And I wouldn't be surprised if either one of them won. So I'm going 4 deep in race 13. Race 14 is for Louisiana-bred 3-year-olds on the main track at 6 furlongs. These are maidens. Jim, who do you like?
This one was a little tougher than the 13th race. This is a crap. And I only took, I think, 3 horses in here because there's some that just don't have very good form. Some first-time starters for some really obscure trainers. And the outside horses look like they have very little shot. They didn't run very well first time out. So I'm going to use the 1, 5, and 7 in here. My top pick is Dirty Straight Up for Brett Calhoun. Very close to breaking his maiden last time out at 6 furlongs at the Fairgrounds on 17th of February. Led all the way around, just got caught at the wire when I was 4-1. So Dirty Straight Up is the logical choice in here. I'm also going to use Ray Methus. Solatido, me fa solatido. I guess you got to do it like the song. He'll have a good time with that one down there. Brent Tukes trains this one, very obscure trainer, kind of in Fairgrounds, only 4 for 69 last year. But this horse had back-to-back second places at Delta. Might catch a field in here that he can handle, so I'm going to use him as well. And then Ronnie Ward has Flew, Song of the Nile, the 7 horse who also ran well at Delta, only got to be 3/4 the length in his debut. I'm going to take those 3, and I think maybe that I'm also going to use the first-time starter, Soft Hands, for Jerry Delhomme. Just a lot of good work, and Martin Verdoza takes the mount. So I'm going to use 1, 5, 7, and 9 in there, I guess.
stay bred race like this, Jim, I don't have any strong opinions on the 14th race. So what I'm going to use for the purposes of the pick four are the three horses that come from barns that have 20 or more wins at this meet. The one, Dirty Straight Up, is from the Calhoun barn, and the other two are from Shane Wilson's barn. 6, Hems Diamond, 10, Westbrook. So three horses by the three trainers in this race that have the best percentage records at the meet. So pick four ticket for me. 4-6 in the first leg with 3-4-5-9 with 1-3-5-6 with 1-6-10, and that is a $48 ticket. How did you put your ticket together, Jim?
Yeah, $48 on this one. 1-5-6-9 with 1-5-7 with 4-5 with 1-5-7-9 to end it up.
Nice card at the fairgrounds, also up at Turfway Park for Jeff Ruby Stakes Days. So great racing at those two spots and elsewhere around the country. A lot of college basketball to watch this weekend, too. So make sure you have plenty of funds in your Keeneland Select account so you can play the races. Good luck.